Jo Knowles is a Vermont-based writer of young adult fiction, and she also works closely with students at the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction. That may be surprising given that Knowles is not a visual artist and has no experience in cartooning. But James Sturm, the center's co-founder, reached out and asked her to come visit and work with the students. It's an invitation Jo Knowles came to realize made a lot of sense in the context of what's needed to tell a good story, whether through traditional prose or a good cartoon.
I was pretty shocked when he invited me to come because obviously I'm not an illustrator or a cartoonist. But he explained to me that while the students are all incredibly talented artists, sometimes the part that they need help with is the actual storytelling side of it, especially students who are working on longer pieces like graphic novels or graphic memoirs. And so that's where I come in. We talked about character development and world building, trying to really get to how do you get to the heart of a story that you're trying to tell. And those kinds of things apply to storytelling, no matter if you're doing it through prose or through comics.
When James Sturm first came to you with this proposal, did you already have a kind of love of the art of cartooning? Was it foreign to you, or how did you feel about cartoons?
I love graphic novels. Like I'm such a huge fan. And one of the workshops that I taught the first time was with Tilly Walden, who's this amazing graphic novelist. And I had actually worked with her when she was a student in the program. She was writing her graphic memoir. So then they asked us to teach a course together. And I just felt, what? I can't teach this. I don't know how to make a graphic novel. But again, it really did come down to story. But I still, when I review student theses, projects, and things, I just sit there in awe. Like, what am I going to tell this student other than, you're brilliant? You know, it's just such an incredible gift to be able to do what they do.
Cartooning is just amazing to me. I think there are sometimes you can read a huge article, let's say, about politics, and then you can see a one-panel political cartoon that sums up all of those words in one image.
Yes.
It's quite fascinating.
There's a real fine art to simplifying something and then showing the complexity of it through the images instead of the other way around, you know, trying to explain something that's really complicated just through text.
I want to talk a little bit about your own work and get to what you were talking about earlier, where, you know, what could you bring to these students to help them with their narratives? Because I've just been delving into your latest book that's out now in paperback. It's called Where the Heart Is. There's this brilliant literary device that you employ at the start. We learn about the early life and friendship between the book's main protagonist, Rachel, and her friend, Micah. And in the opening, they're neighbors. They're just 6 years old at the time. And they have this game of hide and seek that they're playing. And they huddle together, as little kids sometimes do. They profess this innocent love for each other, you know, and Micah asks Rachel to marry him. It's such a cute moment. They hold hands. It's very sweet. But then Rachel mentions in just one line, now she's 12 as she recounts this moment, that she knows that marriage to Micah will never actually happen. We don't immediately find out why, but that line, it was just infused with so much potential meaning that it stuck with me as the narrative moved forward. While not revealing the secret, I wonder if that kind of literary hook, if you will, was baited early on as purposefully as it seemed to me.
Yes, I think even before I started writing the book, I knew what the main conflict was going to be with Rachel. That story actually was inspired by a story of my son and his best friend when they got engaged when they were little at our church.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so I'm always looking for opportunities in my own life and how they will help illustrate a powerful moment in my fiction. And that moment, I remember how excited they were. But as in the book, you know, it became clear as they got older that this was never going to happen. And it's that feeling of how do we remain friends when things get complicated? And I think there's this knowledge that kids have where they know something is never going to work out. And the adults in their lives may just really not be ready to tune into that yet.
You know, Where the Heart is a kind of coming of age story, but it's a book that also deals with economic inequality, financial insecurity, maybe a surprising topic to tackle in young adult fiction. Why did you feel that Rachel's worries over her parents' financial troubles might resonate with younger readers?
You know, we try to protect our kids from hard things. Sometimes I will hear from parents in particular that I've written something that's too difficult for a child. They're not ready to hear about this kind of thing. And I think, well, these are the conversations that we need to be having with kids to help prepare them for life and all the unexpected things that can happen. You know, wouldn't you rather have your child experience conflict like this in a book first and learn how another character dealt with that conflict? But in this case, this is one of my most autobiographical books. I was much older when my parents went through financial insecurity. Our bank foreclosed on our house and we had to move out, and it was very painful for all of us, obviously. And I wanted to write about that experience because a lot of times there's this shame attached to financial insecurity, and there's a lot of invisibility. A lot of times no one has any idea that it's happening. And it's this stress that kids are carrying silently. I wanted to explore that in the hopes that kids who read the book, who might recognize themselves, will feel less alone and feel seen and see that there can be hope too.
I'm wondering if the past pandemic year has changed your own perspective on writing, or maybe how you might approach telling stories as we hopefully get COVID-19 behind us.
I have a book coming out that's a companion novel to Where the Heart Is, actually. It's called Meant to Be, and it's the little sister Ivy story. And while I was going through the copy edits, I had written the book before COVID started, and the kids are hugging and sharing drinks and food and doing all the things that we have learned not to do. And I thought, is this historical fiction now? Like, is this even relevant? How are we moving forward with stories? Do we acknowledge the pandemic as a memory that kids have? And I don't have the answer. I think we have all experienced this sort of shift and really this kind of fear. I hugged one of my best friends yesterday for the first time, and it was so incredibly powerful. I'm just wondering, when I even describe those kind of moments in my books, if it will be different and better felt than it was in the past. Like, I feel and I hope that we never take those moments for granted again. And I'm wondering if that will be reflected in how we write these moments as well.
Jo Knowles is an author of numerous books, including Lessons from a Dead Girl, Jumping Off Swings, and See You at Harry's. She's won the Penn New England Children's Book Discovery Award, among other honors, and she's been working with students at the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction. Her latest book, now out in paperback, is called Where the Heart Is. Jo Knowles, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Mitch, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. Really, I appreciate it.